Welcome back to the You Are Immeasurable podcast, season 3. This season is going to be dedicated to those of us that are on our journey of healing and transformation. The focus of this season is going to be to identify and recognize healthy and unhealthy relationship dynamics. We're going to talk a lot about the spiritual tools that we'll need to become acquainted with to help us to stand, to operate in, and to flourish as our authentic self. Things like shadow work, energy healing, which will help us to shed the guilt, the shame that we've been carrying, and also to do some much needed subconscious reprogramming. Now, as always, the episodes are going to air weekly, and the purpose of them is to support you as you embrace and become acquainted with your enlightened and untethered higher self. So I want you to grab your water, your juice, your wine, or your tea or your coffee, and let's toast to each other and our growth, our elevation, and abundance. Welcome back to the You Are Immeasurable podcast. So we've been focusing on communication so far this month. And today I wanted to talk about communication with your intuition when it comes to cycles in your life. So that's why I've entitled this Whispers of Wisdom, because I'm seeing or I'm hearing that there's a lot going on with various people when it comes to the same thing happening in their lives. And we all know that cycles will repeat until we learn what we are supposed to learn or were supposed to learn when we first interacted with or had whatever it is to pop up in our lives, right? And I think what we miss a lot of times is that during these cycles repeating themselves, we're too busy looking at what's going on. We're too busy focusing on the negativity of the situation or the circumstance. But we're also so wrapped up in our feelings surrounding this that we're missing those whispers, those nudges that our intuition is giving us to help us to be able to see what it is that this particular cycle or situation or circumstance is teaching us, is showing us, is trying to make us sensitive to, so that we notice it when it begins to begin again or things of that nature. And so again, that's why I'm calling this Whispers of Wisdom, because once you've gone through something, there is, or there should be, nuggets from that experience that add to our lives. And if we miss them, then we have to do that again. It's almost like a test in school where you have the opportunity to, and this was a thing, you know, yeah, I've been out of school 30 years, but there used to be this thing where in certain classes or courses and things, you would have the opportunity to drop your lowest score and replace it with a better one, or to retake the test if you felt that, okay, yeah, maybe I was a little off that day and I feel like I can do better. And so I'd like the opportunity to retake it for a higher grade. And that is how I see these cycles that repeat in our lives. Because, yeah, maybe the first time you dealt with this, you got so wrapped up in it that it was all about your feelings, right? It was all about whoever or whatever was doing or saying whatever to or about you. You might have been in your feels the first time. Well, then the second time it came around, and how did you react to it? Or what was your response? Was it exactly the same? And if so, that's probably why you're doing it again. So again, in this, I wanted us to become mindful that a lot of these cycles, a lot of these tests that some of us may call it, are not always to just have you feeling beat down. It's not because you're stupid, or it's not because the universe hates you, or any of the number of negative things that we could potentially think when we keep going through these hard times, these rough tests, or these struggle cycles. Because our lives are very similar to the seasons, right? You have your spring, your summer, your winter, your fall. You have those times, those periods, those cycles, those seasons in your life. And just like those seasons, there are conditions that can make them longer, or rather make them last longer or be shorter. Again, based on the condition. So when it comes to our intuition, again, that's our first line of defense. That's our warning system, if you will. That's your reticular activation system, or your sympathetic nervous system saying, hey, I've seen this before. And again, as we mature on this journey, we should be recognizing that as, okay, hey, my spidey senses, if you will, are tingling. So let me focus in. Let me really pay attention to what's going on and what's happening. And then if I've seen this before, okay, how did it play out before? What happened? What happened during this time or this season or this cycle in my life? What can I glean from that to help me make it through this time faster or better? What is it that I missed the last time, or the last two times, or even the last three times that I've experienced this particular cycle in my life? Who did it involve? What were the situations? What were the circumstances? What did this lead me to do in reaction to what was happening? And what pings, or what tingles, or what alerts was my intuition giving off that I missed, or maybe I ignored, or perhaps I didn't understand it at that time? But since I've grown since then, or hopefully since I've grown since then, what can be different now? What can be different now? See, wisdom comes in a lot of different ways, in a lot of different forms, and from a lot of different sources. Yes, you can have wisdom from your ancestors. Yes, if you're one of those people that loves to have conversations with elders, people that have already been through some things, that have lived, you know, a lot longer than you, if you'd like to listen to them and hear their stories and their experiences, that's wisdom. When you've been through some things, there is wisdom. Even if you might have missed it before, it's still there and available to you to tap into. But you have to be sensitive to those pings and those alerts from your intuition, from your gut. So that's what this episode is about today, just to give you that little bit of a nudge, just a little bit of a nudge that hey, if this is what's going on in your life right now, you're trying to figure out, why the hell do I keep going through this? Why the fuck does this keep on happening to me? Instead of jumping into your feelings and immediately just, oh, why does this keep happening? I'm tired of this. I'm tired of that. when is this going to be over? And all of those things that, again, we're human, yes, and we don't like to be uncomfortable. So we will go there. But when you recognize and realize that a cycle is repeating in your life, let's look at this as, okay, this is an opportunity for me to grow. This is an opportunity for me to learn something. And since I've had to repeat this more than once, there must be something that I'm missing. So let me tune in a little bit more. Let me focus a little bit better. And let me be open to what it is that the universe is trying to teach me, to what it is my higher self may be trying to reveal to me, and what is it that my intuition is warning me about or alerting me to or trying to lead me toward that I might have missed before. Because again, that wisdom is in your bones. That wisdom is in your soul and in your spirit. That wisdom is there. But we have to sometimes quiet all the other noise, even the noise of sometimes ourselves, our feelings, in order to hear the whispers of the wisdom that may be within us or maybe being sent to us. And keeping in mind that that wisdom is there, those whispers are there to make it easier for us, to make it more abundant for us. Because even in the midst of a struggle, even in the midst of some really hard and harsh times and things happening all around us, it's all a learning opportunity. And it can all be something that works to our greater good if we look at it the right way. If we accept it for that purpose, instead of trying to throw it away and trying to reject it and trying to combat it. So today I just wanted to drop this in your ear really quickly, and I want you to think about it. I want you to be opening to those whispers of wisdom. I want you to be open to what you can learn from these cycles, because they're not going to stop. As long as we are on this side, they're not going to stop. The cycles, the seasons, they're going to continue. And it's all about how we receive them and are open to them. And even in some cases, how we embrace them, that can make all the difference. It can help project us or propel us into the next better version of us. All right. Thank you so much for listening. And until next time, cheers to your transformation. Thank you for joining me for this episode of the You Are Immeasurable podcast. Please remember to subscribe so that you can be notified whenever new episodes are dropped. Also, I'd love to have your feedback in your comments, as well as your 5-star rating. Additionally, if you'd like to connect with me, the show notes list all of my social media handles so that you can do so. So until next time, thank you so much, and cheers to your transformation.